The debate over whether to attack Syria is extremely fluid right now. President Barack Obama, in a national address last night, called on Congress to delay a vote authorizing the use of force. Alaska's delegation has been skeptical of an attack. Joining us is APRN's Washington correspondent, Peter Granitz. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Lori.
Peter, delaying the vote gives a bit of political cover to the Alaska delegation, doesn't it?
It does. It also gives a bit of political cover to the president. It was unclear whether he had the 60 votes he needed in the Senate or the 218 votes he would have needed in the House. And some might even say he was very far away from getting either of those. It was unlikely that he was going to get the support of Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, and he certainly was not going to get the support of Congressman Don Young for authorization to attack Syria. Delaying the vote gives the White House more time to lobby the Congress to. The president did not give a timeline in his speech Tuesday night. He did not say whether it would be weeks or months that he would give the diplomatic route time to unfold. He still may need a vote in Congress. And there has been a full throttle lobbying effort by the White House. Lisa Murkowski says she was at the White House Monday meeting with Vice President Joe Biden and seven other senators. Senator Begich says he's talked to the president, the vice president, the chief of staff, and that is not uncommon for anybody in the Senate today. He says that they're just answering any questions they might have. And Senator Begich was fairly coy on some of his questions, you know, in those conversations, but he still is skeptical. The president was on the Hill yesterday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, making the case to both the Democrats in the Senate and the Republicans in the Senate, spending at least an hour, hour and 15 minutes in each of those groups.
The president gave tepid approval to an emerging plan to let Syria forfeit its chemical weapons to an international body. Syria would also have to agree to sign on to a chemical weapons ban. Does the delegation see this as a reasonable option?
They see it as a better option than war. I spoke with Senator Murkowski before she and her Republican colleagues met with the president for lunch at the Capitol, and she welcomed the emerging framework then.
If we can truly get them off the table then, the chemical weapons off the table, and then it's verified, and they're verified and they're destroyed, and that's something that we can demonstrate. I think that that's absolutely something we should be looking at.
She says she has concerns about the president's overall plan for the Mideast. Congressman Don Young, in a way that only Don Young could do, you know, praised the president for allowing the diplomatic route to unfold. He wouldn't give him too much credit, but he says this is the way to go. We should not go forward with this very fast attack. Regardless of the scope of it, it's just too rushed. It's also important to note that Don Young did, in fact, vote for the Iraq War Resolution in 2002 that gave President Bush the authority to attack Iraq in 2003. Senator Begich seemed to be on board yesterday as well, although he still sounds a bit skeptical. And this is, we'll hear from him right now. And this is before he met with the president at lunch.
You know, at this point, I have, concerns about the engagement we would have within any level of Syria, but I would say that if you can remove those chemical weapons, restrict those chemical weapons, that's the ultimate end goal.
Senator Begich says right there that is the ultimate end goal, but it's conventional wisdom that says accounting for all these chemical weapons is a daunting process at best in time of peace, let alone a civil war between two sides that we know very little about. So it's a fluid thing, like you said. It keeps moving on. But the overall feeling is that members of Congress are happy they don't have to vote right now. They can take a step back and see how this happens, see if they need to get involved. And the Republicans have long been the party of defense, and many of them do not want to take a vote against authorizing a war right now because that might make them look weak on defense. And as for the Democrats, they're in a tough place. They want to support a president to help him get his domestic agenda, but many Democrats are just fundamentally opposed to any kind of strike, and they don't want to have to vote against the president right now.
And Peter, to be clear, this lunch meeting that they had with the president was yesterday, Tuesday.
Right, Tuesday afternoon.
So, Peter, what now? What happens now?
Congress moves on. The Senate is debating what amounts to a nominal energy efficiency bill. It's nothing monumentous. And both chambers are getting ready to debate a bill funding the government that could come as early as later this week in the Senate and next week in the House. And they need to pass a bill saying, yes, we're going to stay open past October 1st. And then, you know, mid-October, they're going to be looking at these major deadlines. They need to agree to increase the borrowing limit for the government. They need to stay afloat. There are a lot of things happening right now. And, you know, for weeks we were talking about Congress being on recess, coming back to just 9 legislative days. This Syria debate ate a whole week out of the calendar. So when they come back from this coming weekend, they need to do a lot of work.
All right, Peter, thanks for that update.
Thank you.
That's APRN's Peter Granitz joining us from Washington, D.C.